Hey there, Patreon, and it's your boy, Yuri Voice. Not your other boy, just this boy in particular. It's me, and I'm feeling a lot better. I told you it would just one day fall right off of me. Anywho, I hope you guys are doing good. I am doing quite well. Minus the fact that I just chipped a tooth. Like, literally, there was a crack and a chunk, and it's terrible. Anyways, you probably don't want to know about that. I'm sorry. Let's see. What is the big thing is, I just released those surveys, one Tumblr edition and one Patreon, and only 100 of you filled it out. So some of you just like putting money in my pocket and not paying attention to surveys, and that is okay. That is okay with me. But 100 of you answered, and there's like 350 patrons. So that's still pretty good. That's one third. That's, you know, excuse me. Surveys kind of suck, so I understand. But this survey has to deal with the direction that, well, the Patreon version is specifically for Patreon, with some general questions as well, just so I can kind of get a feel for what the patron portion of my following thinks about things. Because I'm going to do a post that breaks down some of the things I found out. But one thing is 16% of the 1,000 plus people who filled out the Tumblr version are patrons. That means a very large amount of people who you know, follow aren't patrons, which is obvious, but I didn't know it was going to be quite, I didn't think that many people were going to fill it out, to be honest. So that was important to get their opinions and get your opinions specifically about the future of Patreon, well, my Patreon, obviously. I found out a lot of cool things, and honestly, I can probably start breaking it down. Like, tonight, I finished the one thing that I was gonna, record tonight, and now I'm doing this, and then I'll probably start, kind of analyzing some of the data I've acquired here. Yeah, so that's really exciting stuff, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm a nerd for, like, seeing relevant data broken down into like pie charts and shit. Like, I didn't realize Google Forms were that useful. So my whole world is shaken up now. I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. So I'm excited to share that with you guys because maybe you'll think it's interesting too. And it will directly interest you because some of the things I talk about are changes to the tiers. And that's always a really scary thing, you know? Like, I run a pretty successful Patreon page here. I'm blessed with you guys who think I'm worth supporting. And it's always scary, the thought of changing the tiers around and, like, kind of shifting rewards a bit. Because I don't want to piss you guys off, you know? So that's why I'm going to break it down and I'm going to present options and let you guys see what I'm contending with trying to figure out. One in particular is the $5 tier could become an audio tier and early access might get moved. But the way it's looking is it might get moved down, but there's also an audio there. It's going to be tricky, but that's why I'm going to be completely open with you guys, transparently, see what I can do. Because, one, I think the biggest shocker to me is the broader general populace of my following is most interested in. There was a question on the Tumblr version that was, what would kind of push you towards becoming a member of my Patreon page or whatever. And the biggest one by a huge margin was input on audios. So voting, suggestions, etc. Like, by a huge margin. Now, on the Patreon survey, it was a little more balanced between the options. A lot more people feel like they'd get the most value out of more exclusive audios. I think what is gonna... My ideal is not doing more exclusives, but getting so consistent with my general content that it is inherently valuable to be at a higher tier, rather than just saying, oh, here's all this gated off content. Because I don't like putting things behind paywalls. I like it when people want to pledge higher because they want to support and because they just want to be more involved. I think that's the way to do it because in the long run, doing more exclusives means doing less. Well, it wouldn't necessarily mean doing less in general, but I don't quite trust myself to take on more work like that yet. But that's why I'm doing all this. I'm trying to nail it down, get things to where I've got a routine and I'm smart about it and it all makes sense. So that's my big goal. I don't want to take anything away from people that is already there. But there might be some tough decisions to make with where things go in regards to tiers. So I don't know. It's scary. It scares me. Like, it's not, I'm not exaggerating when I say that it is anxiety inducing thinking about how I might have to, you know, move some things around. And I don't know yet. Obviously nothing's happening yet. It's not just going to suddenly, your rewards are going to be different. It's going to be discussed openly over a few posts. And we'll get it figured out. So that is the big thing. I just recorded an audio I'm really excited to post, and it will be the next one that goes up. Did you guys watch Infinity Wars? Or Infinity War. Not Infinity Wars. Please, God, don't make there be multiple wars. One is enough. It was good. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't spoil anything in my comments or we're going to have to fight. And it's going to be awkward because you're a patron. But I would fight you. So don't do that. Yeah. I want to get the thing where I'm going to open up submissions for scripts or kind of fleshed out requests. I already get in my inbox all the time, in my Tumblr inbox, requests for stuff. But they're very rarely, like, fleshed out to the point where I would have a good idea what I needed to do. And then scripts in general would just be really great if I could have a couple of people who like to, you know, who have elaborate ideas and want to write them out and have me do them. That'd be great. I would love to do that for you because it would be a symbiotic kind of relationship. And that symbiotic relationships are good. I don't think I have anything else to share, really. Sorry I told you about my tooth. It doesn't hurt yet. I hope it stays that way. Yeah, I guess that's... It's about everything. I feel a lot more optimistic and excited about things right now. And I'm happy to share that with you. So, anyways, take care of yourselves. Thank you very much for another month of your support. I can't wait to share this data with you all. It's going to be great. I love pie charts. And I love pie. So, all right. Okay, take care of yourselves. Have a good month. It is May, and I'm not going to make a, I'm not, you know what, I'm just going to not meme, it's over, this is the end of the audio, goodbye, take care, so long, farewell, goodbye.